Okay, so good morning.
Good morning.
You're so quiet. I wanna cry now. Okay, so can you raise your right hand, please? And then put it to the person sitting next beside you. To your right. Okay, and then shake them, wake them up. See that they're still alive and kicking.
That's
enough, don't hurt them.
You press this button on the side, go forward, and then go backwards.
Okay, so I'm Liberty Olemoya, and I came from the Philippines. I'm not an American. but I love USA, that's why my name is Liberty. I was named after the Statue of Liberty. Do you know the Statue of Liberty? Symbol of America. So I got that name. So my father named me after that. And it's so nice that I'm talking in front of you, because you will really never know. That's why when Father Becker was telling last night, like, you are the hope of the Catholic Church, I guess that's so true. Because I've traveled maybe across the globe, Asia, Europe, and America, and I'm seeing the differences, especially with the Catholic faith, especially in USA. I hope there will be more young people or the young minds who will be involved in the church. So you are the hope of this Catholic church. That's what I'm telling last night to Shelby, Alexis, Chuvel, and Nick Versnick. Okay, over there. So you are really the hope of the Catholic church, especially the young minds. And I will give you a story first, because I know that the kids love the story so much. And this is about the Cherokee legend. Do you know about this story? Okay, that's good. Okay, so this is a legend about the Indian youth's rite of passage. Okay, so once upon a time, in a faraway kingdom, okay, his father takes him into the forest, blindfolds him, and leaves him alone. He is required to sit on a stump the whole night and not remove the blindfold until the rays of the morning sun shine through it. He cannot cry out for help to anyone. Once he survives the night, he is a man. He cannot tell the other boys of this experience, because each lad must come into manhood on his own. The boy is naturally terrified. He can hear all kinds of noises. Wild beasts must surely be all around him. Maybe even some human might do him harm. The wind blew the grass and earth and shook his stump, but he sat stoically, never removing the blindfold. It would be the only way he could become a man. Finally, after a horrific night, the sun appeared and he removed his blindfold. It was then that he discovered his father sitting on the stump next to him. He had been at watch the entire night, protecting his son from harm. We too are never alone. Even when we don't know it, God is watching over us, sitting on the stump beside us. When trouble comes, all we have to do is reach out to him. The end. Okay, did you get the message of the story? Okay, I will ask the smartest kids. Alexis, that's my favorite name. What is the message of the story about the Cherokee legend? Exactly, very good. Even if you're sleeping, even if you're scared or whatever, God is with us. Shelby. You will never be alone, okay? Jewel. Where's Jewel? Somebody will always be there for you. Actually, that's true. Because there was a time in my life that, oh gosh, I kept on praying. How come you're not listening to me, Lord? How come you are not answering me? But how will you know that God is answering you? Maybe through your classmates, through your friends, or through your parents, right? Because sometimes you be afraid if God will talk to you, "Hey, Nick, I am God." But how will you feel about it, Nick? If you hear a word, a voice from heaven, and then, "Nick, I am Jesus Christ, I'm the Holy Spirit," how will you feel about it? Yeah, will you be afraid, or will you be happy or excited? Wow, that's good. I would be scared. If I hear a voice, I would be busy. So that's why there was a point in my life that you have a very good faith, Nick. Because that was the time that I was so scared that I was telling that time, like, "Lord, I kept on praying, but I want you to answer my prayer." And then I realized finally that sometimes when we ask things out, exactly what my friend or my parents or my seatmate or whoever will answer exactly what I was asking. So do not think that God is just the one crucified or the Holy Spirit or what. He could be in the form of your friend or any human person that you are encountering in your daily life. So I have to say that you are very lucky, because I think I've heard this before, that the best place to raise a kid is in USA. Do you agree with me, the parents? Yeah, I think that's true, because I was telling it to Irene when going back home here. "Oh my God, Irene, I was raised with an Asian mom, like a tiger mom, you know what I mean? Because it's really different. Like my nieces were born here. They're all Americans, but it's so different with how we were raised. Like, I remember I was telling Irene, like, we cannot dare say something to our parents. Like, "Okay, I'll just keep my mouth shut and follow and obey. Or otherwise, you will have that wish." You call it wish? Yeah. Or, so, but how you call that?
Twitch?
Yeah, okay. So, but here, I was surprised that my niece was telling me, like, their teacher are telling them, like, they can call the 911, the child protection, something like that. What's that? That they cannot just be punished, something like that. So you are really blessed, especially if you have your parents here sitting beside you or with you. Because I've seen a lot of children who are suffering, like they don't have their mom or they were abandoned. So you're really blessed so much. So I was telling that because in relation with the salvation, with what Tiffany was telling, Jesus Christ was sent by the Heavenly Father, right? So is it easy for you to say that I love God the Father? Whom do you love more, God the Father, God the Son, or Jesus Christ? They are the same. Yeah, very good. So they are just three divine persons, but we only have one God, right? But when we were kids, we kept on asking our religion teacher about that. And we realized that you can feel, my younger sister used to be a missionary at that time, and I asked her, like, how can you relate to God the Father? And then she told me, like, "Well, if I want something, then I will ask God the Father." Why? Because you should be dealing with Him like your real father. Who do you have your father? Everybody has a father here. Raise your hand if you have a father. Okay, so that's good. So if you have the Father who is very kind to you, how much more our Heavenly Father, right? So it's something like that. Like, He gave His only Son, begotten Son, and He died for us. So it's something like, "Oh, I don't think Father, He will let her or His Son be crucified right now," right? It would be so scary. I will not do that. So it's something very hard to do that. So I remember this song, like the World Youth Day, like the "For God so loved the world, He gave us His only Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, His most precious Son." So that's the John 3:16. Have you heard of that song? Maybe you were not. That was, I think, 1995 World Youth Day. Were you born at the time? Not yet. Oh, I'm old. So that is the song. So if you will hear the song, it's so easy. I hope the young kids will sing, because singing is twice praising God. It's praying, actually. So you don't keep, like, we're praising and then somebody, we don't whisper, okay? It's because we have to share our talent, we have to share our knowledge, because sometimes God is using you or making you as an instrument of God's peace. Sometimes it's so hard for me to talk here, right? But I experienced that time that I was sitting like you, and then I was asking at the back of my mind, I was thinking something, and then the speaker said something which was the exact thing I was looking for an answer. So you can never tell that maybe in 5 years' time you will be like me or Tiffany standing here before young kids, or maybe you can be a catechist someday talking. Okay, so don't feel like I don't want to share, I don't want to talk, I don't want to sing, because sometimes or oftentimes you are being used by God. The reason, the mere fact that you are here is exactly that you were chosen. I know the parents here are really very busy, right? But they have time for you. And many are told that you are chosen, that you were here. Even I have to defend my thesis this end of month, but I was here. So for no reason at all, I said, okay, I will go there. Because most of the new man, the young student, the Catholic students right now in WV were on summer break. So I said, okay, maybe I have to go really here to represent and to help, because I know this are very important to talk to the young minds. So Jesus reveals the Father's love for us. I'm going to tell you another story. Like when I was a kid, I was studied in St. John the Baptist Parish, Parish Church. It's a kindergarten school. I was only, I remember, I'm only maybe 4 or 5 years old that time. I was so scared with the Jesus crucified, because our room that time, I can remember, was under, it's something like the basement of the church. So whenever, because you know the kids, we were very naughty, we were running around, and then somebody told me, hey, be quiet. Why? Because that man would be angry with you. So that time, oh gosh, where's that dead man? I thought he's just a dead man. But I know that, but when I saw that image, the Jesus crucified, it's really huge image. But now when I got bigger, I saw, oh, it's not that huge. But when I was a kid, in my eyes, it was really huge. So I said, every time I'm walking in that, for example, this is a room, and then we're running for our service or the bus, and then if I see that, the crucifix, the crucified Christ, I will walk slowly, oh my God. I will be walking silently, and I was so scared. I don't know, maybe because I felt like he was a dead man. And then suddenly, I don't know, and then there was this, like, when I was a kid again, don't I'm not giving an impression that I'm a naughty girl. So my aunt will tell me, you please stop crying, because I'm a crybaby that time. So look at the image of Jesus Christ in our altar, in our house. There is like, I don't know if you know the eye, like the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And my aunt said, look at that God. He kept on looking at you if you will not, he will look at you if you will not behave. So I look at the image and then, oh my gosh, yes, the eyes of that image will always be looking at me. I went here, oh, he was looking at me. I went here and he was looking at me. So try to look at that image, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The eyes of that image will always be looking at you. So I was very young. So I know that this is a man, but I cannot explain. Like, I was very young, but I know that he is a very powerful man. So I believe since we were conceived, God was already with us. Like, it's very, I do believe that everybody is an innately good person. So it's only up to us, like what Tiffany said, the free will. So, why I was saying about that I'm scared of that? It was only when I grew up, like, I was maybe 16 years old, no, 18 years old. I was college that time. And we have the Life and the Spirit seminar like this. And I was praying that time because we have the gifts of the Spirit. So I said, Lord, I don't want any other gifts. I just want you to, I just want to see you. I was praying. I don't know, maybe I'm a rational human being. So I said, okay, most of my friends are telling, I want to receive the gift of wisdom. I want to receive the gift of other fruits of the Spirit. So I was just praying and I said, Lord, I just want to see you. So that I can feel you. I kept on praying, but I never felt that you are really existing. So suddenly, when I was praying and with my eyes closed, I saw an image. And I can't describe. I was thinking that the image I will see will be the Jesus crucified. Because when I was a kid, I know that that is God. So I kept on thinking about that. That okay, I think that maybe he will appear in my vision like Jesus crucified on the cross. But suddenly, what I saw was an image of a man, Jesus Christ, with a white dress, the white cloth, and then there are lights, like the two rays, like the pink and the red and the white. And then I was here, like here, kneeling down. And then I felt like there was this image of Jesus Christ who walked and then suddenly went in front of me. So I said, wow, I saw something. I was praying at the time. So who is this? I don't know. But I know that it was Jesus Christ. So I was thinking, maybe it was just an imagination because that is not the one I'm expecting. And then years passed. It's only maybe I was working already. After five years, somebody handed me this Novena prayer, the Divine Mercy. And I was surprised, oh, this is the image that I saw in my vision. Because I don't have any idea about the Divine Mercy. How I don't know, because I only know about the Sacred Heart, the Crucified. Because I know that time, they were giving some pamphlets because it was the Divine Mercy, like for the Blessed Faustina. So they were handing those pamphlets of the Divine Mercy. Then I realized, oh gosh, this is the one I saw from my vision. So I said that God was really answering my prayer during the time. But I did not recognize that He was that one. The reason why I was telling you that was when I look into the prayer of the Divine Mercy, there was this prayer like, at the end of the day, I will not be the judge, but the merciful Savior. So then when I look at that, something that was answered in my mind was, I was so scared before with God the Father, to tell you the truth, because I felt like He was punishing God, like He punished Adam and Eve. So there was no power. Now it's the life was so hard because of this original sin. He punished everybody, like during the times of Moses. I felt like God the Father was so, He's a punishing God. But then I realized that since there are one person, and then through Jesus Christ, when He said that, through the prayer that at the end of the day, I will not be judged but the merciful Savior, I felt like, oh, God is a very kind God. He is not the punishing God. So I was corrected. I said that he is a good judge. Even if you're a bad person, or you forget Him, or you don't care about Him, or you think that He is not existing, He will still be a merciful God, and He will love you. And then I only feel that through Jesus Christ. Now I understand why Jesus Christ was sent by God the Father, and that is salvation, right? Because if you will look into the cross, this cross, okay, I will invert this. How will it look like? A sword, very good, Tiffany. How come you know that? It looks like a sword, right? But because God was sent by the Heavenly Father, now it becomes a cross. But then I said before, oh, cross? If you say a cross, what will you think of? No correct or right answer. Wrong or right. Anybody? Alright, suffering and death. What else? That's a very good answer. He died for us. What else? I want to hear from the man. Nick. But suffering? Yeah, that's true. So whenever we see a cross, you know, we remember that it's suffering, right? But there was this saint, like, I don't know if you know her, Saint Magdalene of Canossa, who said that let Christ be known so that he may be loved. He said that time, like, if you see a cross, it's not just suffering, but it's more of the greatest love, right? Why is it the greatest love? Why is it the greatest love? Mommy?
It's the ultimate sacrifice.
All right, because this is the ultimate sacrifice. So this is the greatest love of all because it means that Jesus died for us. I will not die for anybody else, right? But God can do that. It's so hard for us to do that thing unless we were with the Holy Spirit. So now it changed my perspective, like, whenever I see a cross, my French friend that time, because I was very sad that time, when I was in New York, I was homesick. I kept calling my mom, Ma, I want to go home, but I was working that time. And my mom said, who told you to go there? Go home. But I cannot go home. And then I was writing with my French friend, who was a very Catholic guy. He told me, like, all right, Liberty, if you see the birds, like the sparrows, was not abandoned, but they were not abandoned by God. How much more liberty? Oh yeah, you're right. And then he told me, like, whenever you see a cross, it means the one who loves you the most is never too far. That's why if everybody or most of the person I'm dealing with, they're not afraid that you're a woman, you're a very little girl, you're a tiny little one, but you kept on traveling. Because of that word, like, whenever you see a cross, oftentimes I'll be wearing a crucifix. I was always reminded that, like what you guys are telling, that God will always be with you, that He is present in your life. So I can walk like the Lord, the good Lord is our, the, you know, the Lord is our shepherd, the Psalm 23. I really do believe in that. Like whenever I'm walking alone, even if it's too dark, I'm not scared. Because I would just remember that, especially you, the young kids here. Don't be afraid, because just pray that, just remember that God is the good shepherd. You are very lucky because I was, last night we were talking about the good shepherd and all of them know about the story of the good shepherd. Who answered that? Shelby, you know that, right? What is the story of the good shepherd? Exactly. So, if we have, like, for example, 100 sheep and then sheeps and then one get lost, the good shepherd will look for that one and leave those 99. I was telling that because I was in China at that time. That's the time that I said we are very lucky as Catholics. Do not take it for granted the Alleluia. You should say Alleluia, because when I was in China, I was looking for a Catholic church. And then my Chinese friend said, okay, let's go. And then the mass was in Chinese, so I cannot understand. Oh gosh, there's a mass, but I don't understand. But I heard the word Alleluia. Oh yeah, okay, this is a Catholic church. Alleluia, I know the word Alleluia. When I went to Indonesia, the same thing. The words are, the mass was in Bahasa. So it's different language again. And I said, oh God, you are so omnipotent. Because I just realized that all over the world, they're all praying to God with different languages. But He understands us, right? We have the same thing that we will be telling Him. And then the Alleluia was also said in that mass. Well, Alleluia again. So wherever you go, Alleluia is really such a universal word. So that's for the Catholic. So as I said, through Jesus, who is our mediator, as a Messiah, cross is no longer just guest suffering, but it's more of love as a welcoming embrace. And we are united as one family, a Catholic Christian, one Catholic Christian community. I was telling that story because we are very lucky that we know that. When I was in China, I was taking a picture, and then my office mate at the time was telling me, "Liberty, why are you taking a picture? You know the good shepherd?" She was asking me, "Who are those sheep? Who is that man? Who is why sheep? Why not pig? Why not dog?" So I said, "Are you joking? You don't know that?" So I realized that we are very lucky. How come our God is really awesome, handsome? Because if you will go to some places, it's really different. We never despise other religion, right? Because that's Catholic. We are universal. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ. But that time I realized that we are very lucky because we know this. Even the Madonna and Child, I was taking a picture because there was a huge statue over that time. And my Chinese office mate was telling me, "Liberty, who is that? Why are you taking a picture of that?" And, "Huh? Are you kidding me? You don't know Mama Mary?" So I realized that you are all very lucky that we have this thing, we have this faith. And you are here to bear witness on that, because you will be confirmed by next week, right? So I hope you will not just take it for granted that just the anointing of the oil. It's different, like, when you really receive it. There was also a time, like, in our history class, I reported about Christianity. But what is Christianity? Anybody from the young? Spell Christian. C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-A. Okay, so Christian, what is the first word? Christ. Okay, what is the next syllable? I am. I-A-N. Okay, so if you remove the I-A-N, if you remove Christ, what will be left? I-A-N, which means I am nothing. You see that? So without Christ, Christianity is niti, means humanity. So without, because we're called for humanity, without Christ, we are all nothing. I was reporting that time, and then I have a Buddhist friend, a Buddhist classmate, who asked me, like, "Oh, Christianity, if Jesus Christ is God, why allow himself to be crucified? What's the answer?" John.
Why did he allow himself to be crucified? To save us.
To save
salvation.
Us. Exactly. Right? So we were answering that time, and most of my classmates were telling him, like, because it is planned by God, blah, 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 blah. But the Buddhist classmate of mine, and he was a Buddhist, cannot understand that. He said, no. Because when he was reporting about the Buddhism, he said that Buddha ate 3 grains of rice, drank 3 drops of water with faith. So I was listening to him, and then I asked, why Buddha is fat? So, I asked that, and then he answered it, because he was used to be a prince. And I said, why is Buddha, you know, some image he has so many kids. I was asking a very elementary thing. So he was able to answer it with faith. But when it's my turn to report about Christianity, he asked that thing, if he is a God, why allow himself to be crucified? I will ask these kids, because time will come that people will be asking you that thing. Especially when you grow up, you became college students, you will be studying that Jesus Christ as a political leader, Jesus Christ as, like we were discussing last night, the Big Bang Theory. So oftentimes, that's the start that you lose your faith. But it's not the thing. If you can answer it with faith, I was teaching the third and fourth grade for the catechism, and oftentimes I'm learning from them. They are really, why is this? Because he loves us. So I hope you too will be like that. That's the essence why we were confirmed. So do not take it as just rituals. It is something like, you have to defend our church. But we never despise other religion. Okay, that because that is the teachings of our Christ. So even with our enemies, there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for our friend. even if it's hard, but that's the teachings like love our enemies. I would like to end my talk with another story. Like, there was this great painter who has a son, only one son, only son. And then this master painter had lots of works, you know, the painting. And then suddenly, unfortunately, both the father and the son had an accident. What do you think happened to them? They died. Don't crush me. Both of them died. So what the humble servant said, took all the paintings and said, according to the lawyer, according to the father, I have to sell this for an auction. All the works of the great works of art. So who is going to buy for this? So there are lots of people who went. Okay, I want to buy the works of the master. I want to buy the works of the master. But the lawyer said, but before I sell the works of the great works of the master, there is this picture of the portrait of the son. So the son, the portrait, the picture of the portrait of the son. Who wants to buy this first? But nobody wants to buy it. No, we don't want that. We just want the works of the great works of the master. And then suddenly the humble servant, the gardener, raised his hand and said, Can I buy that for $20? And then the people said, the lawyer said, okay, raise more. Who wants to buy higher than $20? But the crowd said, oh, just give it to the gardener, to the humble servant. $20, we don't care about the portrait of the son. Give it to him. So when the lawyer was giving the portrait for $20, the portrait of a son, there was a piece of paper that fell down. And then they read it. That's the last will of the testament of the father. And it was stated there that whoever will buy this portrait of my son will get all my wealth and treasure. So for $20, he got all everything. So that is the story. What I'm telling is, it's just the same. That Jesus Christ was sent by our God the Father. And that's how important for us in our lives. So that we can relate into the teachings through the daily gospel. Thank you. And I hope you're not yet hungry.